91X News.
It's minus 10 and windy at noon. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm John McIntosh. A 58-year-old woman is dead after a serious collision on the 401 3 kilometers east of Belleville this morning. The 401 eastbound between Highway 37 and Shannonville Road remains closed at this hour. The collision, which happened just before 8 this morning, involved an SUV and a tractor trailer. Constable Jackie Perry of the OPP gives an update on the collision.
Eight-year-old female that was in the SUV succumbed to her injuries. Five others were transported to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries from the SUV as well. One passenger had to be extricated by Belleville Fire Services.
The OPP has warned people to avoid the area as the investigation on the collision continues and have asked anyone who witnessed the collision to contact the Napanee Detachment. This year's capital budget meeting for the city of Belleville is scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Reporter Jordan Merkley has more.
Council and city staff are getting ready to buckle down tomorrow for this year's capital budget meeting. City Treasurer Brian Cousins tells us more.
The capital budget that will be debated on Thursday is staff's submission to council. Council makes all the decisions with respect to over the 100 projects that are listed and the proposed financing.
There are 109 projects on the agenda for tomorrow, totaling $17 million in spending. But Cousins says there's one issue at the top of the list.
I believe we need to talk about the transit roof at the terminal on 400 Coleman Street. That's an emergency issue, and they'll have to deal with that on Thursday.
Jordan Merkley, QNET News, Belleville.
Today is Pink Shirt Day, a day to wear something pink to show your support for the movement to prevent bullying in schools, communities, and online. Canadian Press's Dawn Kelly has the story.
An Angus Reid online poll is revealing that 75% of Canadian adults say they were bullied while they were in elementary or high school. Almost 20% of them admit the events had a serious and lasting impact. 46% of parents with kids currently in school say as far as they know, their kids are being bullied or were bullied at some point. The parents are split on whether schools in their province are dealing effectively with bullying, with 51% saying they were, 49% disagree. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Loyalist College is celebrating Pink Shirt Day in style. In the fight against bullying and discrimination, there will be therapy dogs in the Link Lounge and in the hallway outside the library, a free mini spa where people can get their nails done if they're wearing pink, and a pink dance party tomorrow night. The mayor of Prince Edward County says he's happy with what came out of a meeting with Ontario's health minister yesterday afternoon. Mayor Quaife had a meeting with the Minister of Health and Long-Term Care, Dr. Eric Hoskins, to discuss the possibility of a new hospital in Picton. Quaife says Hoskins was very impressed with how the healthcare dollars are being spent in Prince Edward County.
We told him that we were active participants with open arms, that we could work together with the ministry and create this kind of an environment, and we received very positive feedback from him. And we have a commitment from him to come to Prince Edward County in the very near future because he wants to personally have a look at what we've done.
Quaife says nothing is decided yet regarding the hospital because Hoskins wants to make sure the current healthcare services in the area won't be negatively affected. The Royal Bank's first quarter profit jumped 17% from a year ago to $2.456 billion. Canadian Press's Dawn Kelly has the story.
RBC beat analyst estimates by 2 cents on a per-share basis and says its Canadian banking arm posted a record profit of $1.22 billion on strong growth in fee-based revenue and increased volume. That was up 7% from the previous year. RBC's president says the bank's diversified business positions it well to navigate macroeconomic headwinds in the country. The bank's raising its dividend by 2 cents, or 3%, to 77 cents per share. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Hamilton police say they're investigating an incident in which a student allegedly brought an imitation firearm to school. Police went to the school yesterday morning to investigate reports of a 14-year-old student that was suspected to have a cap gun but possibly a firearm. Officers found the student who had left the school and an imitation firearm was seized. Police say charges may be laid on the student. The outgoing head of Ontario's Human Rights Commission says the province has made progress in tackling discrimination. Barbara Hall says the transgendered have benefited from commission work during her tenure.
They were the most marginalized the most subject to violence, really in many ways unknown to much of society.
Hall leaves the Human Rights Commission after 10 years at the end of the week. A yard was littered with wood, glass, and insulation after an explosion blew out a wall in a Regina home. Three people were sent to the hospital with serious injuries after last evening's blast. Sask Energy spokesman Dave Burndiuk says crews inspected natural gas lines in the area as a precaution.
We wanted to check and make sure there was no underground leak or any gas moving where it wasn't supposed to underground or anything above ground. All those tests came up negative.
Neighbors describe hearing a big boom before seeing a lot of smoke and a fire at the scene of the explosion. That's QNET News to 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
You'll find it all at Quincy Mall.
Do you know where to find the latest fashions that will make you stand out from the crowd? Quincy Mall. Do you need to find a gift that's the perfect fit for that someone special in your life? Quincy Mall. With over 125 stores and services for you to choose from, Quincy Mall is the best place for you to fit in and stand out. Visit QuincyMall.com anytime for more information. Quincy Mall. Fit in. Stand out.
For QNET Sports, although the Loyalist men's basketball team did not qualify for the playoffs, forward Funcho DiMeiji says on a personal level he could have done better. DiMeiji, who averages 16.7 points per game, said he resorted to what worked well for himself and the team to get to that point in his career.
I figure what worked well for me and what worked well for the team in our offensive sets, and I just went to it.
Speaking on plans for next season, DiMeiji says he hopes to pick up from where he stopped this season and work to improve.
Next season, I just come back more focused, try to start back right where I left off and build on it.
On the other hand, the Lady Lancers are in the playoffs. They host Niagara College on Saturday at Loyalist. In junior hockey, the Picton Pirates will look to avoid elimination in the semifinals tonight as they take on the Porthole Panthers at 7:30. The Pirates are down 3-1 in the 7-game series after losing the first three, but winning game four. Napanee has a chance to advance to the finals tonight as they play Campbellford. Napanee has a 3-1 series lead. In the OHL, the Belleville Bulls host the Kingston Frontenacs tonight at 7 in the Yardman. Belleville's won three of their last four and has won 5 of 6 against the Frontenacs this season. The Bulls are sitting sixth in the Eastern Conference with a record of 22 wins, 25 losses, and 8 extra time losses. In the NHL last night, Benoit Pouliot scored twice as Edmonton beat Minnesota 2-1, snapping the Wild's 3-game win streak. Ben Scrivens made 33 saves for the win. Alex Galchenyuk and Brendan Gallagher had 2 goals each as Montreal beat St. Louis 5-2. Carey Price won his 9th straight on the road, setting a new franchise record for Montreal. Chicago Blackhawk forward Patrick Kane suffered an upper body injury in the first period of last night's 3-2 shootout win over Florida. Kane went into the boards heavily and is expected to be out 6 to 10 weeks. Tonight, the Calgary Flames look to halt a 3-game losing streak when they continue their 7-game road trip visiting the New Jersey Devils. Calgary dropped a 1-0 decision to the New York Rangers last night. In other action, Pittsburgh visits Washington while Anaheim hosts the Ottawa Senators. In basketball, a road trip came to a disappointing end for the Toronto Raptors last night. Monte Ellis scored 20 points and Dirk Nowitzki had 18 as the Dallas Mavericks defeated the Raptors 99-92. Toronto won only 1 game on its 4-game road trip and heads home with a 3-game losing skid. However, they still sit second in the Eastern Conference. There are 12 games around the NBA tonight, including the Heat taking on the Magic and Bulls playing Charlotte. Bulls guard Derrick Rose will be undergoing surgery on his right knee for the 2nd straight season. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnews@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, tonight will be mainly sunny with a high of -9. Winds will get up to 50 kilometers an hour. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a wind chill. It will be -26. Tomorrow will be a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of flurries and a high of -11. At 12:08, it's -10. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sean McIntosh. News on 91X next at 1 o'clock.